this recording going. Woohoo. Technology is in the flow. And for those of you who are joining the webcast, alas, I have finally figured out how to do Q&A over there so I can see what you're writing to me. It was always very simple, but it's always simple once you know how to do it, right? So I can be taking questions and doing some coaching, too, from the webcast later. So anybody want to say hello, where you're calling from, and your name, if you want to? Lines are open.
Hi, Gina. This is Richard in Huntington Beach.
Hi, Richard. Huntington Beach, one of my favorite places.
Good. Come visit.
I know, huh? It's been a while. Although I think I just mostly like to come, I like to go to Sharky's for the Bloody Mary bar.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll be starting here in a moment. I hope you all have set your intentions and you're not just here to have a good time, but you're here to take the next action so that you can truly double your fun, double your profits, and make a bigger impact in your niche and in the world. Because I am serious about you doing this. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put you guys into a lecture mode for the moment. But at the end of the call, I will be opening everything up. So stay tuned. We will be doing coaching and mentoring. If you can stay on for the extra half hour, bonus half hour. And I am here to answer any questions about how you personally can apply whatever I'm saying to your business so that you can get your next steps. So here we go. All right, everybody. Welcome to Double It, because that's what we are going to do. We are going to double it on today's call. I'm going to give you everything you need to double your profits, fun, and freedom. So what we're here for, business owners, you're here to really look at what would it be like to work less while at least, doubling your profits, not revenue, profits, and have fun along the way so that you can ensure that your business is making the world a better place. My goal for this webinar today is to infuse you with excitement, passion, and so much more about doubling, yes, actually doubling your profits in the next 10 months or less and having fun along the way. So I am going to pack as much in as possible. I didn't practice, so I think I probably have more than y'all need, but we're going to move through the material, so take a deep breath in and out. Relax. Open your heart. Open your mind. I really want you to let this in because today we're going to cover the critical questions you personally must answer before profits will spike and how to prepare for those large profits and not sabotage your new success. I know because I've been there, done that. Don't want you to do it. The exact steps that three entrepreneurs took to double their income in 10 months and how to leverage your way into multiple six figures and work less, because if without leverage, it's almost darn near impossible. Unless you want to work your fanny off, and I don't think you do either. And also the shift required to step into the zone so that you can get your results. Guaranteed. Strong word, guaranteed. Also, there are two bonuses for being on today's call live. Yay, perks! I'll be available for coaching and Q&A after the training, which is at the top of the hour, for up to 30 minutes. So as long as you have questions and you want coaching, I'm going to give it to you, all specifically on the topic of doubling your business this year. So if you already have questions or if something pops up while we're moving through today's material, please write it down so that you remember, even if it's not like a burning question, but it's something that you're just curious about. Ask. Now's your opportunity. Take advantage of this extra time at the top of the hour. And for those of you who stay the full hour, you're going to receive a very special bonus that I've never given before because it was just created by my amazing visual map gal. And it's a piece of art, but it's also a visual roadmap of how I doubled my income not once but three times. And it's going to give you very specific how-tos that I'm not even going over on this call because I just don't have time. But I thought that would be a cool little fun thing that we could do special. so she created it last week for me. So what I want you to know more than anything is that doubling your income is not about landing on your, quote, perfect idea to generate more income. I used to think that, you know, wow, if I could just get my one thing, that would really be it, that new program or that new product. And a lot of times I thought, well, if I just get this very specific marketing technique, some secret that only, you know, if I take one of these seminars for $5,000, somebody will give me that magic idea that that would be it. But it was never it. So it's not it. It's about your relationship to how easy you think this process will be to double your income. I mean, that sets the tone for everything. If you think it's going to be easy, it will absolutely become doable, and it will become doable in a short amount of time. And if you think you need a quantum leap, you'll tend to be a bit more on the desperate side of the equation, so it's not a quantum leap kind of thing. I think that's what we're after when we're looking for that one idea. It's like, wow, this it would just quantum leap me into the next level. And I don't believe quantum leaps happen like that. They happen because you make a decision. And if you're waiting for the quantum leap, most likely it will never come, especially if you think you need it. Like, I need this. I need something. So if you think it'd be cool to double your income and you're committed to enjoying the journey, you'll get there in a shorter amount of time than you ever imagined. It's just that you really have to make the journey as important as the desired outcome. I know often, and I know I'm a girl that really gets attached to her outcomes, so if you focus on that outcome with that desperation and feel like you need to do it and you need to do it in a very short amount of time, then it's really going to impair how fast you get there, or if you even get there. I know a lot of you have these time limits around, I need to make this much money by this time, otherwise I have to go get a job, or I just can't continue doing it like this. I'm going nuts not getting the amount of income that I want. And I know that's a hard place to be, but we have to, like, smooth the waters, the emotional waters, before we can have that quantum shift happen. I'm going to say quantum shift because it's actually shift by shift by shift, and it really does begin with, you know, a possibility. It needs to be a possibility in your mind that this can happen to you and that you have enough where you're at right now. So the first step about to, you know, really doubling your income is to explore your beliefs about the possibility of it. Do you believe that this can happen for you this year? I say 10 months just because I just took a big group of people through my mastermind, and in 10 months they actually did double their income. So it's like, well, why wait for a year? Let's talk about 10 months. And what about this quarter? Do you believe that you could double your income this quarter or this month? I say this month because I've doubled my income in 1 month. It wasn't even a goal of mine, but the only thing that really changed during that time was my mindset. I didn't have a goal of tripling or doubling my income. That wasn't even on my mind. I just wanted relief. You know, I just wanted to get out of the financial pinch. And I was clear I needed to let go of my struggle with my, you know, with growing my business because I was so attached. I need to grow the business. I need to grow the business. So are you open? Do you think it can happen for you? This month, this quarter, beyond. Okay? Why do I want this? What will it mean to me? This is a very important question because I know it seems like a dumb question. Why do I want this? Because I need more money. Well, not for everybody. I know for me, I always do want more money. But often for me, there's different drivers that gear me up to want to do more. I want to just see if I can do it. You know, for me, it's a game. Sometimes it's following through on what I said I was going to do. So why do I want to do this, and what will it mean to me? Because you have to latch on to that bigger reason beyond the money to grow your business. Even if you truly need more money right now, then imagine the money's there. Now what? What's that bigger reason? Why do you want the money? For not all of you will be locked onto the money. Money doesn't drive you. I know I've coached enough people who money for the sake of money isn't juicy at all. They don't care about money. They have this relationship. They're very apathetic to it. But do they want freedom? Do they want to do bigger things? Do they have these big ideas they want to implement? Maybe they just want to get out from under all the work and hire more people. So get really infused in your body and very clear about what, why, and what this will mean to you. And beyond the money, why would getting your products or services out to more people be exciting for you? You know, some of you have been really providing services and products, the same ones for a long time, and maybe you're in creation mode and you're not having a lot of contact now with your clients. And so maybe the juice is, you know, you've forgotten how cool it is when people get your products, they get your services, and it makes a big difference. And they're thinking, oh, my gosh, God, I love this thing. It's changed my life. And, you know, I don't care what business you're in. I often use the example of a client that I had that does lip balm. You know, my brother's a huge lip balm fan, and the other day we were out water skiing, and it was like 90 degrees outside, and he's looking in the glove box of our boat going, where's my lip balm? Oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot my lip balm. So no matter what you do, you actually do change people's lives. I know when I don't have that certain something that I want and then I get it, I feel like, oh, my gosh, my world has changed. Something else you really need to clarify for yourself. I know you might have complained about it in your head, but a more proactive approach to where in my business do I feel unconfident? You know, where do I know that I'm behind the curveball? Because I don't feel good about the way I do it, or I just don't know how to do it. It's usually an area that you either avoid, you feel uncomfortable, or you push through knowing that you're not doing what you need to do there. It's you're not locked on. You know it needs improvement. In fact, if I were you, I would write some of that stuff down right now. Because those are things that we can coach on later in the call if you're going to stay for the bonus Q&A. So, because whatever your answer is, wherever you feel unconfident, you will need to get help. So who and what would help you raise your self-esteem in this area? I'll give you, for instance, I knew that one of the areas I've long time been going on, felt very weak, was making that compelling offer when I was offering something new, whether it was a new product, new service. And I thought that people would buy because of my passion. That's the way it's always worked for me in the past. But not everyone knows me. And if you don't know me well, then why would you trust in what I'm saying? It's so great. Oh, my gosh, it's going to change your life. I know you're going to love this. Sometimes that's enough for people to buy, but mostly not. And every time I offered a new program, many people would say they want to do the program, but they would let time, money, negative self-talk, et cetera, all those stories, it would get in the way, and then they wouldn't say yes. But I knew that once people were in my program, they would love it. That much I knew, because most of my clients that come are repeat clients, and they invest, you know, not usually in just one, but many programs or products. So I thought, well, what's the deal? I give great value. I know that people get amazing results because they tell me, they share with me. I know they're getting, they like what they're getting because they're coming back. But then why aren't more people saying yes? I knew why it was. I mean, at first I didn't know. I thought, well, okay, I'm in the law of attraction. And, of course, I know that there's something about the way I'm being. But part of the way my energy would get off kilter was because I didn't feel confident explaining to them what this new product or service would do for them. I felt like I couldn't find the words. I knew the feeling, but I would watch other people do it in their seminars and events, and I thought, man, they did that so good, so eloquently. Where'd they get those words? So I would sabotage myself because I would create stories around why it wasn't working for me, and I would buy into those stories. So I've improved over the years, but still wasn't quite where I wanted it. And this year, I hired what I consider a marketing genius. That's what I call him anyway. And he helps me spell things out more thoroughly, especially even in my words and my copy. And so we play with different strategies about what will work, what wasn't, what doesn't. And he really pushes me, and he gets me excited and confident about the offers, rather than me getting into my story about, I really hope people will get the value of what I'm offering here. Please let this come through. And it wasn't from a place of desperation. It was more frustration. So I know a lot of you experience both of those things. And that's what creates the feeling of, I don't have enough confidence to pull this off. So it's not necessarily, for some of you, it's not how you're being. Maybe you don't know how to do specific things. And that in itself will crush your confidence. And it's interesting how when you don't have confidence in one area, it impacts things across the board. Because what I notice is as I've been working with him, this marketing guy, and he's given me the confidence not just in marketing, but it seems like across the board. And I know a lot of it is because, in my own words, I feel like I'm a big girl, you know, big girl marketer. Not much has changed in terms of what I'm doing out there, but it's like the techniques behind the scenes, and it's just given me that confidence to go a step further. So the question is, are you willing to get help that will give you the confidence in the area that you need? And I know for some of you, are you willing to get the help? It may not cost much money. For some of you, you know it actually will cost you a pretty penny. Maybe you don't feel confident about your website. Maybe you don't have a coach. And you know that, investing that money back in your business when you're already trying to up-level your income, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, this feels I can't jump the gun yet. I don't have enough money. But if I don't hire this person to help me, I don't feel like I'm going to get ahead. I can totally sympathize with that. But you still must do it. I mean, hiring my marketing guy was scary. It's my biggest business expense right now. And I already have a team that works a lot. And so adding him on was like a big gulp. But the other part of me said, oh, I know I need to do this. And implementing all the ideas he's giving me is actually keeping my team more busy, which means, and I'm not exaggerating here, the monthly hours for my team has doubled. Doubled. So what does that mean? That means they're working more, but I'm paying more too. So it's a double gulp. It's like, woo! And the truth is I knew if I didn't invest in this, I didn't really see how it's going to significantly increase my profitability. So for some of you, you really have to look at, am I willing to get the help, especially if I have to pay for it and I've been resistant in the past? This is a big gulp, area for many of you. And here's the second part of that question. Not only are you willing to get the help, but once you fix whatever the area is that needs a fix in, are you willing to stick with it for as long as it takes to see it work? Like, I know for me, I'm ready to increase my profits again. I'm personally ready to double it again. It's time. And I knew my infrastructure needed to be solid to make that easy. I don't want to work any more than I'm working now. So I'm okay if all these new techniques take 6 to 12 months to see the results. And that's really important because most people panic. If more money is going out and more money isn't coming in as a direct result, you know, soon after a couple of months of implementation, you'll give up both mentally, emotionally, before the momentum of that new system or strategy or shift within you internally manifests the results. So I know you've heard this, especially if you listen to American Idol and watch it. You got to be in it to win it. And I really believe that. You got to be in it for the long haul. You can't be a conditional lover of money and business growth. You know, though you're only excited when it's coming in fast and furious, you got to go for it. Not only when the results are not showing up, especially when the results aren't showing up, you've got to stick in it. You've got to stay in it to see the course of the fruit of your labor, even with law of attraction. Often, you know, there is delay in manifestation. You've been thinking one way for quite a time. And I know that sometimes the thinking doesn't change as fast as, you know, to shift a strategy is a lot quicker than shifting your energy. You know, we have to practice a whole lot harder sometimes to shift your internal energy. But when both of those things come together, it still can take a month or two, sometimes even a little bit more, to see the result. Do not back down. You got to be in it for the long, windy journey, not just for the quick cash infusions. Quick cash infusions are good, but they don't sustain. I know. I know how to get a good cash infusion, but they do not last, because then you have to go get your next cash infusion because the money runs out. So we're talking about consistent growth. And you need to get ready to be outside your comfort zone all the time. All the time. Before you panic about that, like, oh, I'm already out of my comfort zone. This doesn't mean you're in fear or feeling unstable. It doesn't mean you have that adrenaline, like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen now? I can't believe this. I'm freaking out. I'm about to jump out of a plane every day. It means you're excited about venturing into new territory. I don't know what the heck I'm doing with half of the new stuff we implement. I'm thinking, okay, I'll try this. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see if it works. I'm willing to try something new. I'm willing to spend a little money even to see. And if it doesn't work, okay, it doesn't work. I've had some strategies bomb this year that I thought, man, this is a good strategy. Maybe it was just the wrong audience. Maybe I just need to shift it up a little bit. But that's okay because we're perfecting the technique. And sometimes that's what you got to do. It's about I got to keep trying and finding my sweet spot and tweaking my strategies and even tweaking the systems because sometimes they seem great when you first implement them. And then as you, you know, implement them and your business is using them, you think, not quite good enough. So the next question to prepare for doubling your income is, what needs to be on my one-year plan if I'm actually going for the gold? If I am serious, very serious about doubling it, what do I no kidding have to do? Because I can't wait till later in the year to do it. Now, you might not double your income for another 10 months, but there are things that you need to do now to start pre-paving the way. And if you knew that doubling your profits was easy, what would you focus on in the next 3 months? Next 3 months. And we're going to be constantly doing that dance between, okay, big vision, the big picture is I know I want to double it in the next year. But now I got to bring it back to now. What do I need to do immediately? So if I knew that doubling my profits was easy, what would I focus on in the next 3 months, and what would I do immediately? Next question. What reasoning, excuses, and stories do I need to release in order to double my income while increasing my joy and freedom? What reasoning, excuses, and stories do I need to release to double my income while increasing my joy and freedom? Next question, what will give my marketing efforts a super boost? So even if it seems scary, you know, what would spread the word about the amazing stuff I offer in a bigger way than I've ever allowed it before? What would give my marketing efforts a super boost? Sometimes it's not anything you're going to specifically do. Although for me, much of the time, it's twofold. It really is about looking at a different strategy that I kind of already had mulling in the back of my head or had the idea. My inner business expert, you know, has kind of been nudging me. But it's also the confidence to say, you know what? Yes, I am willing to be loud and proud about what I'm offering. And I have the confidence to say, this is why my product or service is going to rock your world. What should I invest in that would have huge ROI for me? What really big return on investment? And sometimes it's the things that we least expect. Sometimes we have to do a little mental shift to even see that what we're investing in would have huge ROI. What mentor, coach, or consultant could rock my world? Sometimes we don't know the exact person, but we know the essence of that person. It's someone who would stretch me in this area, this area, and this area. They would hold me accountable. They would do this. So you don't have to know who the person is, but what would they give you? What's the essence of that? Here's a very important one that we kind of skip over often. And we think about it, it's a good idea, but then we don't follow through. So I say when you hear this and you get your answer, follow through. What practices would help me create massive profits? What practices? What daily practices, business practices, self-care practices? And how can I make this a fun game? And what prices would I charge if I fully own the value that my products and services create for my customers? What would I charge if I knew it was easy for people to say yes to any amount and I just felt complete one, you know, with money? I was in alignment with abundance. What prices would I charge if I fully own the value that my products and services create for my customers? And what brings me the most joy in my business? Often, for some of you, this is the only question that you need. What brings me the most joy in my business, and what changes would I have to make to fully allow myself to have a business that wrapped itself around joy? And I'll tell you why this works. If you started looking at totally setting your business up from pricing to your hours to what you were going to deliver, if you just focused on this one question and started making a plan around this, you would get so in alignment with your passion that energetically it would lead you to the right systems, people, marketing strategies, everything would change to support you in doubling your income. But most often you hear people telling you, well, you should do this and you should do this, and you'll choose to do things for the money rather than what makes you feel happy, and then monetizing that, and your energy is all off, and you're pushing really hard to get to the doubling your income, and that doesn't work. So most important, am I willing to get out of my current patterns, well-set point, and beliefs to allow myself to double my prosperity? All these questions are critical to your business growth, and if you let them, they will transform your life. They're defining. And these questions support you to focus on the big picture, and then your answers will dictate your next moves. So you'll have to shape your daily business practices around them. You know, just the plan itself, how do you even create your plan? I know last month I did a whole call on how to double, like creating a plan, like your yearly plan, a hell yes plan to double your profits. And you know, I know a lot of people were there and they were taking notes, but did they actually do it, you know, continue the criteria and then start deciding, okay, what do I need to do today that will support this plan? Because if you don't, then it's just still a good idea. So that leads us to the very first step that's necessary after these questions to double your profits is a decision to actually do it. You don't have to know all the details yet, and those will unfold as you start answering some of these questions. Am I willing to make a decision to actually do this, or am I still thinking, well, I don't have my infrastructure set up yet, or I don't have these products or services complete yet? Because I know a lot of you are in the middle of doing things, or recreating something, or getting the website done. And I don't mean to be mean, but it's like it feels like blah 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 to me in my ears when I'm listening to the reasons why you can't do it. Is because, well, I need to do this first, and then I'll get started on this doubling thing. And that's not necessary. You can be in progress on all these things. Each little piece of your business doesn't need to be put in place solid before you can make those big spikes in the income. So now some of you won't be able to make a solid decision right now at this moment, and that's okay. You have some more inner work to do first. Now, recently somebody asked me this question in another teleclass I teach with Eva Gregory, The Prosperity Game on Steroids, and I thought it was such a good question, especially for those of you who have been to lots of my calls. You've heard what I'm talking about before, because this is the place where you get stuck. And she said, I listen to you suggest that we have to claim our outcome and command the universe to deliver. It's like, bring it, you know, universe, this is what I want. So if I want to tell somebody something, if I want to sell somebody something, do I get into the place in my head where I think, oh, it's okay, today I am selling something, you know, with conviction, you decide it? Or do I say to myself, I love this product so much, I don't care if anybody buys it? Which I think this is a great question. And she said, I'm not sure I get the value of being a deliberate creator if I'm not making a deliberate choice about what I want to have happen. Where does knowing I can have it, you know, where does that come into play, that I've ordered it and intended it to come in? And so my answer is this. If you want to double your profits, you can claim this outcome and demand the universe deliver the goods. If you can really align with that feeling of, oh, hell yeah, this is exciting, bring it on, I'm going to get this, I'm doing this. But if you don't feel that conviction, you know, if you're not confident, then commanding it is going to shoot you in the foot, because it's actually going to make you more resistant, because it feels like a lie. You don't feel like you're up to it. You feel like there's so many other things that need to happen first, or little old me, how am I going to double my results in the next year? So if you're resistant or attached to the results, then you must let go. And you must be in that place that she was mentioning where it's like, I don't care if people buy, I'm just going to focus on the piece that feels good while I'm, you know, talking to a potential client or customer. I'm going to connect with them. I'm going to focus on how good it will feel when I do work with the ideal clients, or, you know, I have multiple sales, you know, going through my shopping cart every day, or hundreds. In some cases, some of you sell things that are very low price points, but so you need to sell a lot of them. So you either, there's two places you can be moving forward in it. Either one's okay, but you do have to choose one of these things if you're really deciding to go for the doubling your income, is so confident that you are telling the universe, bring it on now, or I'm going to be in the flow with this. I'm going to let go of all the pressure to create something, even though it's my intention to double my income. And I'm going to focus on what brings me joy and just feeling the enjoyment of the process. So if you find yourself not believing that you can have a very prosperous year, then you must totally surrender to where you are now. And noticing your resistance, that's okay. Being relaxed about it in this moment. Let go of the money goal once you make it. That doesn't mean you're giving up on it. It just means you're letting go of the pressure of it. It's like relax, relax, relax. Take your focus off the money entirely, which seems counterintuitive when we're talking about, okay, I want to double my money. It's like, cool, get excited, and then if there's resistance, then you back off. And once you do, you free yourself up to get vibrationally and emotionally lined up with the decision to grow your business. But surrendering must happen first. All right, now I'm going to get a little checklist for you. It's a different checklist because some of this involves things that have to happen that are not necessarily related to your business, but it has to do with money. So you need to plan what you're going to do with this extra money that's coming in. Yes, I know some of you are like, well, Gina, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to pay down my bills. I'm going to pay off debt. Cool. I get that. But make a plan for no kidding. So let's say you're doing 50% more of what you want to be doing in terms of profit. You know, when I say profit, that means above and beyond expenses. I just want to make that clear. You're actually bringing in double the profit. So you're going to make a plan for how you're going to spend the money. It's a spending plan. So will you be investing, saving, reinvesting in your business? And if so, on what? How much does it cost? You want to be buying things for your home that you've put off, vacations, you know, what specifically? You know, for years I've been helping clients create their wealth plans, and I have one myself, and I update it or recreate it every year. But in addition to that, I plan for big cash infusions, you know, so I know exactly where my money is going before it comes. I prepare for it because I know it's coming. So this does two things. This lines you up vibrationally to have that happen. You know, you're getting in the headspace, okay, the money's coming, how exactly am I going to spend that, how much? But two, it helps you from being emotionally reactive when the money comes in and you stay true to your plan. And when you do that, it has a calming effect and it allows more money to come in. You know, you're getting used to it. You're not being like those lottery winners who haven't adjusted their wealth set point and they get emotionally, you know, they get a little out of whack and they lose their money. You're being smart about your money. You're saying, okay, this much is going to this and this. So you're preparing for the new money. I know I always plan for, okay, as soon as more money comes in, how much more am I going to give to the kids' college funds? How much am I going to put in my, you know, my savings for a rainy day? So get really clear on what that's going to look like for you. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to stick to the plan. I don't believe that. You got to have some flexibility. I took several business building courses, and I went to live events that weren't on the plan, but I had the extra money to make that easy. I knew that's kind of just part of the way that I like to take classes. That's what I love doing. So I'm not saying that the way I chose to spend my money is what you should do. What I'm really saying is if you plan now, you are pre-paving the future. So plan around your values and your fears. And I socked away a bunch of money because it gave me relief to know I had a cushion, a safety net, and that eliminated some of my fears about being in lack in the future. So you really want to prepare for what you know are your fears. I also planned for a minimum that I would keep in my checking account. I was used to taking my checking account down to almost zero, and I didn't sweat that. I was used to it, but that's not a great thing to be used to. I wanted to up-level what my new wealth set point was. And when bigger amounts of money come in, you want to continue to play even bigger. This is where most people fall down. They have a tendency to think that there's a, you know, if I have a spike in profits, that it's temporary. And, you know, the old scarcity beliefs about generating profits rear their ugly head. And you're like, oh, my gosh, the money's going to go away. Or I've done the work, and now I just sit back and relax. You know, I've done the pre-paving. I have set my intentions. You know, there's all these things that you know, you feel like you back off. It's like, no, keep the energy moving forward. Now, you know that I'm not one that's up for working hard. I do work. I love my work. But it's like keep the energy moving forward so you keep playing big, not just in the beginning, not just when you need the money. That's what a lot of people do. I need the money, so I'm going to put a lot of focus on this, and I'm going to be really clear that I'm going to double my income. And then when they do, all that energy kind of backs off. They get distracted and start doing something else. So, like, now's the time to keep moving forward. Tell the universe, keep bring on the more money. Keep it coming. Keep the passion alive. Keep looking at what do I love to do, and keep looking at how can I monetize it? How can I leverage more? How can I produce more? How can I have greater joy? Monetization comes second. Doing something for the money is never a good business plan. It'll kill your profits because you just won't stick with the plan because you're not in love. It's kind of like having kids. If you have kids, even if you don't, you know how parents seem. Kids drive them nuts, but then we keep coming back every day intending to make my time, you know, I do, keep my time with my kids even better, even like when they do crazy things like wet their bed 3 nights in 1 week, and you're like, ah, no matter what precautions I take, this is still happening. It's like, well, what am I going to do? I freaking love the kids. We're going to keep at it, right? So that's how you got to look at your business. We're going to keep at this. There's some bumps in the road, but it's okay. So you want to keep focusing on more ways to create joy for yourself, and you'll continue that ever upward spiral. Focus what you want, and then appreciate all movement forward. Because if you don't keep investing time, focus, and money into expansion, it does make it really hard to grow. You got to think of your business like flower. You know, you need the components. It needs the sun, the oxygen, and water to grow, and your business needs what you give it. Because that's how it grows. Love it, and it's going to love you back. And you want to keep, I know some of you might think this is a hard one to swallow when you feel like you already don't have enough money, but it's so true. And this is where most people hold themselves back. Plan to invest back in the business to make improvements. Even when maybe you haven't quite doubled it yet, but there is some new income coming in, even now, before any new income comes in, start making new improvements like new equipment, upgrading systems, upgrading websites, marketing, adding a team member or two. Because surefire ways to sabotage your efforts, to doubling your profits are, you know, not doing these things or getting in a funk over slow results, not investing back in your business, not adding people to your team, not enough systems to keep chaos at a minimum, not taking enough time off, pricing that's not aligned with you, and just plain old, you know, plain small. Not fixing what you resist, not fixing the places where you feel you lack that confidence, or, you know, hiring mentors or coaches. You need input. You need to be nudged by someone who keeps you buying into more freeing beliefs and new strategies and pushes you to try things that you haven't tried before. You need to expand your mindset and your business skills. Now, I want to show you how 3 business owners doubled their income in less than 10 months. So, let's see here. The first gal that I want to talk about, she was interested in my mastermind last year, and she was really fired up. Now, some people come fired up in a very exciting way, right? They're like, woohoo, fired up. This was not fired up. This is fired up in not a good way. She was upset, maxed out on time, consumed with fears about not being able to make her goals, and her staff made her crazy. In her view, nobody was doing a good job. Well, some of that was true. Some of it wasn't. Some people were doing a great job. And she worked all the time. And money was coming in from clients, but she still was squeezed financially because she wasn't paying herself much. She was doing one of those things that us small business owners do sometimes, which is I'll take what's left over at the end. And that's a big mistake, because if you don't start saying, I am getting a paycheck every 2 weeks along with my people, or every week, or at least once a month, and it's going to be this much, guess what? Somehow it just never happens. We've heard it a million times, pay ourselves first, but most people I know, when they start coaching with me, they don't. They take what's left over. And this person was also hesitant to coach with me. She's one of those people that likes to know, are the results a sure thing? I'm like, well, I know what I'm going to tell you to do can be a sure thing if you do it, but, you know, we're also dealing with your monkey mind that's going to take you on little trips down these little rabbit holes. So not having systems in place was one of her biggest issues, and she had no online presence. But in her niche, she was sought after. So there were some things going for her, but then there were some things that she wasn't doing. So the first thing we did was look at her pricing. Now you know what I'm going to say. It was too low. It was way too low. I'm thinking, she's got a team. She has a brick-and-mortar building where she's housing this team. We've got a lot of overhead. There's no way that this pricing, no wonder she couldn't pay herself. And it was scary for her to raise her prices because some of her clients were already complaining, like, oh, the pricing's too much, but we need your services. Okay. So we created, what we did is, because they were tending, and people will do this often, if you are charging by the hour, a lot of times your clients, not all, especially if they're ideal clients, they don't do this, but, you know, people show up and they start gauging everything by the hour and they start nickeling and diming you and trying to negotiate the price or bring it down or start saying, well, if I get just this many hours, can I get, less? Will you charge me less? And it's like, well, I could, but then you're not going to get a good job from me because we're only going to get part of the job and then you're not going to get what you need in the end. So we created packages for her services so that she wasn't charging hourly, and she was bundling several of her services together. So there was, while she was raising the prices, there was also more perceived value. And I also want to say that for those of you who think that you can't package your prices because that's not how it's done in your industry, this is not how it was done in her industry. There's no such thing as packages, at least that she knew of. That was just a foreign concept to her. So it doesn't matter what service or products that you offer, you can bundle things and create packages. You can. And the way you spell it out to your clients is what will have them see, look at all the value I'm getting. And they're not breaking everything down by how much it costs and trying to get you down to a lower price. And people are more willing to say yes. So I also want to emphasize that in her industry, everything's very secretive. Colleagues don't share tips on how to be successful. It's very competitive. So she decided to go against the norm, and this was a big turning point. It's like, I'm going to share my info with other people. And later in the year, she actually created a mastermind, which is crazy. She's not a coach. She's not a, you know, she doesn't do that. So she created a mastermind, and it sold out. And I think she might even be the first to be doing that in her industry. So point here. So one, number one, she raised her fees and created packages, higher perceived value, and she was actually ended up charging more. Two, have a unique perspective in your industry. Now, she wasn't wanting, her whole thing was, it wasn't about creating a movement, but it did. The second biggest issue she had was how she related to her team. And so what she began doing was relating to the team different, focusing on what was working, and the people who were giving her subpar performance, even when she was focused positively, she let them go. And she created new systems. So in those new systems, what she did was she started looking at what are the simple processes, because some of these things weren't her team having a breakdown. It was there were no systems in place. So she gave the team a makeover, created simple systems so everybody was on the same page, and she also hired people who were analytical because she was not. And sure, they drove her a little crazy at first because they're very detail-oriented, but they had strengths where she didn't. So she got her team got a makeover, her mind got a makeover, she started paying herself, and she just ended up doing things in a very systematic way and got braver about what she was doing. So next case we had, and this is very interesting, I'm right in the middle of doing a remodel on my house, and I've got people coming to my door the whole time I'm talking to them. Okay, this is fabulous. Doing the dance here. All right, so next client. She broke her personal profit records with six figures, and here's how she did it. She was a solopreneur, and for some of you, this might seem really scary and crazy out on the edge, but she was charging by the hour. She did some group things, but her big things was she really leveraged her time. She got some new people on board, got a building, and she just hired people who did things that she didn't. So they were compliments to what she did, and she created a center. And, of course, she was not used to having other people under her roof, so it was scary because now not only is she responsible for her, she felt responsible to them getting business. And what she ended up doing was creating a little bit of chaos in the beginning because there was no systems in place. She'd never done this before. But one by one, she attacked each problem and created a system for it. She got clear on her roles, boundaries, how she wanted each person to play within her company. And most people don't take the time to do this when they hire a team. Even if you hire contractors out, people think that, you know, everybody should read our minds and they should know how to play their role. And that's so not reality. And then she began organizing her group events to support her marketing funnel. So it's like creating a funnel for your customers. They start at step one, they do step two, step three, and then she began consistently emailing her followers, which she didn't do before, to let them know what events were coming up so they could plan to be there. So often we're just offering different random things. I offer this service, I offer this service, this product, but there's no direct funnel. Like here's step one, step two, step three. That in itself will change the way you do business. And it doesn't matter if you're offering products or services. So one of her biggest breakthroughs really came in organizing all the admin flow and trusting that all of the business expansion she was going through was going to work out. I mean, big trust muscles happening here. Working the trust muscles. Can I really afford to keep a building open? Can I do this? Now, my third example person is going to be moi. Now, I have a different story because mine didn't really, there was nothing that I ever did from a strategy point because I've always had coaches, I'm always taking classes. So my, you know, looking at all the background stuff that happens in the business, it's been done consistently. I'm always continuing to improve my marketing strategies, my system, my team relationships, customer service, always in place. But my big issue was, and still is, because we have different layers, right? When we're peeling back the layers of the inside work that we need to do, I'm always taking it to a new level. But my big issue was attachment. Attachment to having, I need to leverage my time. I need to fill an event or a course. And that attachment worked against me every single time. And so what I had every single time that I've ever had a huge year or even a huge month, because I've tripled my income in 1 month and was able to sustain that. It wasn't like one spike and then I went back down. It was like tripled the income and then it stayed there. That was last year, by the way. And so what I did was I had to totally release the need to leveraging my time or filling an event or course. I had to focus on the joy of each project. I had to appreciate what was going on, even if it wasn't what I wanted. So whether I had 7 people, 17, or 1,700 people showing up, I appreciated what was happening all the same. I would focus on those people who were showing up as if they were bringing me millions. And when I stopped feeling the need, like I have to change this, that's when everything changed. And it felt hard. It was like, but I have to. I've got kids. I've got this. I've got that. So it's sometimes if you've been really consistent and you know you're at a scale of 1 to 10, you are doing all the right stuff and somehow it's not working. Mostly you're going to be focused on your inner game and how to let go. And check it out for yourself. Am I attached? Do I feel like I need the money? Do I feel like I need to do whatever this is? And sometimes it's not about the money. Like I said, often for me it's about leveraging my time. So when I think of a good new way I want to leverage my time, if I don't come through on it, I think, oh, my God, the world's going to go to hell in a handbasket here. So I want you to know that no matter where you're at, there are shifts that you can make. All of these people that were just talking about, the clients, they weren't doing a rock star, you know, they weren't already like super duper successful. They were doing good. They were good at their craft. But the business side of it was not great. And I know so many of you have these like amazing things that you offer. And you know what you offer gives huge value. But you're still not getting the results. So it really comes back to before you can do any of this and put all the right things into place, you really do have to believe that you can double your income no matter where you're at, even if you've been in a very low place for a long time. I know for me, sometimes I get irritated because sure, I have increases in my income every single year, but sometimes, you know, 10 grand more doesn't create that much difference over an entire year, and I want a bigger, better, you know, increase, and I want to sustain it. So you have to believe you can do it no matter where you're at right now. You have to decide you're going to do it, be confident, and the places that you're not confident, fix those things, and then follow the guidance of your inner business expert. And take action on that. Your inner business expert is the, you know, that voice inside of you that's constantly giving you feedback on what you can do. And sometimes we're just not listening at all. So I love the game of business, and I wasn't a natural at thinking strategically. I'm very methodical now, but I want you to know there's always that dance between the big picture of what needs to happen in the business to make it a hell yes, I am doubling this, and then there's what do I need to do right now. And you can change your habits and your way of thinking. You don't need to be brilliant. You don't need to have a degree in business. I don't. I have a degree in, I went to the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. So it's really about thinking smart from where you're at right now. I want you all to break your personal best in profits this year and deliver your products and services in a more powerful way and have more fun than you've ever had. And while you're having more freedom, it just doesn't need to take years. It doesn't. So in a few minutes, I'm going to talk a little bit about leveraging, and I'm going to give you the bonuses that I promised, and we're going to do Q&A. But right now, I want to take a few minutes to show you a way to ensure your success, to experience doubling your income, your fun, your freedom, and the impact in your niche for yourself. So both the case studies that I gave you earlier are people who just completed a 10-month mastermind with me. And in that mastermind, we focused on shifting the way they thought as a business owner and how they leveraged what they did and creating packages for their service and products to get higher profits and how to dial in their system so they can enjoy more time off and, of course, make more money. Well, along the way, I started noticing that they were all telling me that they were doubling their income. And I thought, well, that's interesting because that wasn't the focus of this program, but this is awesome. But this year, my Double It Mastermind is designed to spend the next 10 months actually implementing your most inspired ideas and actions and creating and leveraging your systems to the max, and so that you can get rid of those everything that wasn't necessarily working optimally and get it all lined up, because the entire focus is to double it. So if you want to head on over to mymastermindprogram.com, you'll see in detail what we're covering, and then you can see the results that you can expect. And you'll also see the testimonies of all the participants in my last program, and they gave very thorough stories so you could see where they were at before and where they're at now. And one of the reasons I had them do that, obviously it makes it for a great testimonial, right, to go like, you know, yes, she went from rags to riches. But the other piece is it lets you know that it's actually doable. You know, if I say, oh, I doubled my income, you're like, yeah, you did that before. But if someone hasn't done it before, it's a huge fat deal, right? If you've never done it before, or it's been a long time since you've done it, you need to know, like, yes, you can do it again. Sometimes it's been so long since anything great has happened, we start not believing that anything's going to work. And that's not true. So the Double It Mastermind is a 10-month program. It's done over the phone. And here's what we're going to teach you, some of what we're going to teach you, I should say, is clarifying and designing and implementing your ideal and doable plan to double your income. Some people did more than double it. And I'm assuming since the whole focus now is on doubling it, people are going to do even better. But I think that's important to note. You're going to make a doable plan. You're going to create boundaries with your clients and your team members so that anybody that's on your team that's going to stay in total alignment. You're going to relax when you're not working, and when you're working, you're going to relax because you're going to be doing everything the way you want to do it. You're going to give up the status quo thinking, so while you might be comfy in what you're doing now, it's about to get even more fun. I'm not talking, you know, nail-biting, like getting out of my box. It's fun getting out of your box. Attracting sales and clients so that you're not hunting them down, you're actually attracting them in. I want you all to have great stories about, like, wow, I don't even know where this person came from. Awesome. I'm doing something right. Demolishing all fears about playing big and actually enjoying it. And increasing how much you feel that you're worth and getting paid in alignment with that. And also doing a more consistent job, I should say, of tapping into your inner business expert so that you can get those ideas and action steps that accelerate your growth with ease, because they're totally in alignment with the way that you already think. Now, making the decision to up-level your business game is a huge, it's a big decision, but you got to do it in a way that feels good. And that's I don't have cookie cutter things that I do with everybody. You're designing your business around you and your what you do for a living and what your niche is and your values. And you're going to easily generate answers, guidance, breakthroughs, strategies so that you can generate more than amazing results. And what I really learned in this last mastermind was when you do something like this, your entire life is going to up-level. Every single person in that mastermind had amazing stuff happen in their personal life as well, huge changes in a good way. They were all good, nothing tragic. But most of the participants not only did that, but they doubled their income. And many of them are coming back again, so they're going to be sharing their stories and doubling their income again. This is a transformation of the deepest kind. It's full body, it's mind, it's business transformation. And it starts in your head, and it comes through in your planning, your practices, your strategy, and your actions. And it proves itself through giving you more profits, time, extra time, and energy. It's about having the most fun possible. Like, I want you guys to all be excited, because if you're not excited while you're doing it and it's still feeling hard and heavy, then we're not making the right shift. So, are you ready to double it? So I'm taking 20 people who are ready, they are committed, and they've decided, even if they don't know how, that they want more from their business and their life. And if they want to be in the virtual mastermind and coaching and training program, it begins November 6, 2012. But of course, we're not waiting until November 6th. I already have calls, bonus calls planned. You're going to have intake packages. You're going to be getting started as soon as you come in. So who is this for? It's for solopreneurs and small business owners who know they're good at what they do, but they want to feel juiced and clear about where their business is headed. And you can be a veteran or newly started. I had both in my last mastermind, because wherever you are, it doesn't matter. You need to up-level if you want to double your profits and fun from where you're at. So there are several parts to your business, and we're going after all of them. We're changing your relationship with how you attract revenue. We're going to look at you're going to create, if you haven't already, we're probably going to make improvements to your Hell Yes business plan for next year. You're going to create synergy with every single person that supports you and your business. You're going to operate all of your business systems in excellence. No more winging it, no more hokey stuff, trying to put things together. You're going to be big girls and boys and do it in a way that you've never done it before from where you're at. You're even going to tickle yourself by thinking, look at what I just did. This is awesome. We're leveraging stuff big time. You're going to stay focused in the face of contrast. No matter what's happening, no matter what you think, oh, my God, the crap has hit the fan. This is not good. You will learn to stay calm through it and know that you're not going to lose momentum. You're still going to get your desired outcome. You're going to ditch anything that is not working or is not totally up to par. It doesn't juice you. You're going to ditch all of that and create better stuff. And you're going to be on the leading edge, of your industry. You're going to redefine yourself as a conscious leader. You're going to start experiencing extreme joy and abundance in your business, not run by shoulds and have-tos. And you're going to have a frigging good time, a fun-shent business. That's what I always say, fun and efficient. And you're going to learn to slow down so you can actually go fast. And you're going to live every day on your terms. So this is your journey. Again, I don't do cookie cutter stuff. Plus, the group energy of this mastermind will take everything up a several notches. I can't explain that. That's something you will have to experience. The power of a mastermind is every single person shows up with great ideas. Everybody's going for the same thing. You know, they want to double their income. They want to double their impact and their fun. So it just takes the energy, the vibration is through the roof. We're going to cover vision, we're going to build a plan, you're going to create and implement the systems and strategies to produce your ideal results. So, how does this thing work? It's pretty simple. Twice a month, you have training and coaching calls with me. The fourth Tuesday of the month is a group mastermind where you're provided with specific topics. Every month, you receive a 30-minute one-on-one coaching with me. There is a special Facebook page for Mastermind members, so you can ask me questions, get information, network, get coaching, anytime, any day. You don't need to wait for a call, a coaching call, or a training call. You get MP3 recordings of each call. You also get a complimentary membership to my Flashpoint program, which is for people who want to ignite their six-figure income. And that itself is worth almost $1,000. And I just added a new feature this year, which I'm very excited about. The same gal who's doing the visual map for your bonus today for staying on the call, she's doing one for each and every lesson. So that's worth $2,000 in itself, too. So you're not going to, you know, you're going to get these beautiful things that you can keep around with the key points from each call. It's like a flow chart, but pretty. So right now, of course, incentive to get your little booties in to say yes. Until October 14th, I'm giving early bird discounts. If you want to pay by the month, it's $997. The regular price is going to be $1,500 per month. So you're going to get $500 off per month when you pay by the month. And you'll get an extra $1,000 off if you pay in full. So if you want to pay in full, it's $8,970 to pay for a 10-month mastermind where you are going to double your profits. There's going to be lots of goodies, and especially for those of you who decide that you're going to jump in on the early bird, we're going to start in October. You're also going to get right into my Flashpoint program. If you're already in Flashpoint, because I know a lot of you are, you'll get it on. Start getting it on the house. But I'm also going to give you a follow-through surprise. That's right. I'm not telling you because the world doesn't know about it yet. And it's worth $2,000. That in itself is going to change your world on its own. So here's the deal. I'm only taking on 20 business owners in this very intimate program. Intimate because I just do it once a year. It's a pretty big deal. I make myself very accessible to whatever you need in between calls, during classes, and in your private coaching sessions. I'm all up in your business. We're going to get into the details of it because we need to customize the mentoring based on your desires, your values, and your type of business. So we're all about doubling your income or bust, baby. Again, go to mymastermindprogram.com. If you have questions, if you want to know it's for you, please, please, please send me an email to me. You get my emails all the time, otherwise you wouldn't be here. Just send a request back, or you'll see that there's a form at mymastermindprogram.com. And no strings, we can hop on the phone together and talk. If it's not for you, I will absolutely tell you. And don't forget, anybody that orders by October 14th, you're going to save $5,000 to $6,000 based on which payment option you choose. Plus, you're going to get that surprise follow-up bonus for $2,000. And Flashpoint membership for 11 months, so that's over. I'm not even going to talk. You can go look at all the details on the website. So I do want to move on because I know that we're at the top of the hour. I want to tell you really quick. We're going to talk about leverage in a second, but I do want to tell you, I promise, to those of you who stayed on, I hope you stay to hear about leveraging, how to get your special bonus for staying on the call. Hold on, I'm trying to find the right slide because I'm jumping ahead. For those of you who want to get my visual roadmap on how I doubled and tripled my profits, just send me an email, Gina, J-E-A-N-N-A, at masterpiececoaching.com. Send it in the next 24 hours and just type the word roadmap in the subject line and I'll send you the visual map. Okay, Gina at masterpiececoaching.com, and piece is spelled P-E-A-C-E. Next 24 hours, type the word roadmap in the subject line and I'll send you the visual map. You're going to love it. So what else do I want to tell you? Okay, leverage, one of my favorite topics ever. There are many ways to leverage what you already have now to produce bigger results. That's the good news. You don't have to recreate. The first part is always about leveraging the power of intention. So you need to switch all of your complaining and your stress into an intention for what you do want. You need to change, I don't know why my people aren't buying, to I'm increasing my sales at least 25% this month. And you make a decision about that. And I'm going to find ways that inspire me to connect with my most ideal clients that are fun and easy. So this intention is going to make you highly attractive before you even do anything different. And you'll begin to look at solutions with a new set of eyes, and you're going to see opportunities that were never there before. So you need to leverage the power of intention. Most of us do it sometimes, or we do it with the big goals, but we forget on the stuff I'm complaining about on a daily basis or the things I'm trying to figure out, why don't I set my intention? You need to leverage the power of other people. Other people know other people who want to buy from you. They can make introductions, referrals, promote you on their stage, on social media, to their mailing list. Besides that, other people have other systems and strategies that could benefit you. I have a bunch of people I mastermind with, and just the power of tapping into their strategies is like, I don't even care if they never refer me once in their whole entire life. The stuff, the resources that they give me are enough to just make me doing the happy dance for the rest of the year. You can also leverage media. I know a lot of people don't focus on this strategy, but radio, TV blogs, print media, they all have the power to expose you to potential ideal clients who have never even heard of you before. So never underestimate the power of just one person experiencing your expertise. I often get clients who, like, once they get on board, they say, oh, my gosh, I've been following you for a while. I first heard you on such and such a radio show, and I've been following you ever since. So even if you've never heard of the radio show or you've never heard of the host, don't underestimate the power of one person hearing you for the first time. The other thing is you need to leverage your current programs, services, and products. I talked about this before, but if you're not doing it, you're really missing an opportunity. Bundle several of your current offerings to create a bigger package with a higher price tag, higher value to the buyer. And repackaging is another way of doing this. You can also do joint ventures with someone where you bundle your stuff and their stuff together. You can repurpose what you already have. Many of my products have become bonuses, and many of my free things became products with a few added on stuff. It's like, okay, this is a pretty good beginning. What can I add on to this to actually have it be something super-duper valuable that people would pay money for? And how many times can you use what you've already created? It's endless. With a little tweaking, a little freshening up, stuff is ready to deliver to new ideal clients. Especially remember to recycle copy, website copy, email copy, articles, audios, videos in new ways. It's like, why reinvent something that's already working well? And systems are going to leverage your time. So let follow-up emails do your selling. And your shopping cart should be upselling on the checkout page. If you find that you keep answering the same questions for people as well, you create a system to handle it. Create a frequently asked questions page or send out follow-up emails or forms to all with all the relative answers. And finally, leverage a staff. You don't need to hire full-time people if you can't afford it. I don't have full-time people. I don't need full-time people. But part-time people can work wonders. You know, I couldn't function without my team, and they allow me to coach and teach and create, and then they handle all the details. So I know a lot of you maybe like geared up, pumped up to go for doubling your income, and maybe those little pesky gremlins may want to talk you out of making the leap into a new way of being. Don't give in to what's comfortable. You will not be as free or prosperous. Don't give in. So again, for those of you who have stayed till the end, I appreciate it, and I'm going to start doing some Q&A now for you. So let me hang on here. I'm going to switch the mode over on. Here we are. I'm going to put it actually in Q&A mode here. So you're still all going to be muted, and unless you want to push *7 to talk, and then you can ask your question. So your question does not need to benefit the group. Whatever you have is important, because whatever you say, it will benefit the group, even if you don't think it will. Like I said, it could be something that's very important to you, or it could be something that you're just curious about around doubling your personal profits. *7 if you want to talk. Questions, bring them on. Hello, hello.
Hey, Gina, it's Casey Kerr. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm wondering, with the mastermind and the weekly calls, how long they're going to be and what's the ratio of, material you're presenting versus kind of hot seat stuff?
There's hot seats on every single call. What I try to do is minimize content to about a half an hour, because what ends up happening is somebody asks a question, it drives more content. Content just comes up. So there's time on every single call for questions. And they'll be usually be no more than an hour. The longest call will be up probably about an hour and 15 minutes is the max I would ever go over.
Cool. And this is going to be you delivering it all yourself, no, like, assistance or?
No. I don't like that. When you think you're getting someone and then it's somebody, they're a coach, I don't do that.
Cool.
Good question.
This was awesome today, too. Thank you.
Oh, good. Any other questions from you, Casey?
The only one that I'm thinking of, and I don't know if anybody else is in this position, but I am already in a coaching program, but one of the things I realized over the last month or so was that I signed up for this program because I love the person who's the head of it, but I'm working with a coach directly who's not him.
Mm.
And I realized that although this coach is awesome and his staff are great, they're not the people who created what attracted me, you know, to his program. And so I love you, and you and I have had some one-on-one conversations, and I always read your stuff. And I realized, my God, she's doing exactly what I want to do, and it's not, you know, there's no buffer in between. But I'm wondering kind of how best to extricate myself from that other situation without, you know, burning bridges or anything like that. And so I don't know how appropriate that is to ask here, but it might be affecting somebody else too, so you never know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I say set your intention because I don't know if you wanted to totally get out, but, you know, what the refund policy is. Sometimes that's the kicker that you get stuck in. Here's what I want to say, because I've seen people try to get out of other programs not successfully and being very angry and having little lawsuits, is to set your intention for what you want. You know, and then kindness kills, and see if you can, you know, see what can happen. And if not, always too, you can ask for exactly what you want in terms of not just a refund, but hey, if I am stuck in here, which sounds terrible, right? I'm stuck in here and I don't want to be. You can either just drop out gracefully and suck it up, or milk it for all it's worth. And even though you're not getting the exact coach that you signed up with, is, you know, just pump all you can out of, get the most value possible out of that coach.
Okay.
But there's always a way. You can always get what you want. That I know. And you're a powerful manifester, so you will figure it out.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Gina.
You're welcome. Who else has a question, Star 7? Stephanie, I saw you come off the mute line.
Yes, I would love it if you would address the mindset issue of this hasn't worked before, why would it work now?
Yep. So I would come in with knowing that that's what it was, so knowing that I probably couldn't get pumped up because I've been in your position. I have been where I'm like, oh, my God, nothing is working, and just frustrated as all get out. I would still move forward, say, making the plan, even if you felt like you were going through the motions. Because, you know, you're not totally, you're not 100% behind it. It's not a hell yes. You're like, yeah, it would be great, but I don't believe it, is to still plan as if you were, but going for curiosity. Like, rather than saying, I am going to do this, it's like, you know what? I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to stay curious. I'm going to be open to what I don't know, and let's see what happens. Rather than, I'm going to do this, let's see. Let's see what happens if I went for this. Let's see what changes I make. Let's see what I open up to. Let's see what resources or new strategies come on board and play with it rather than having it be a definite, I'm doing this kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's great advice, which I would have expected, and I'm really glad you shared it. Thank you.
I just thinking back to when I just remember when I was at my worst and I had all that debt, and then Eva was over in her business, Eva Gregory, and she was kicking butt, and I'm watching what she's doing. I'm like, nothing's working for me. How come I'm not getting all those great ideas? Why? I don't understand. I'm getting coaching from the same person she's getting coaching from. Why isn't this working? And it wasn't until I just said, I don't care. I'm going to get myself out of this. I don't care how long it takes. I just surrender, but I'm going to still go through the motions. And the key was, and I know you've heard this before from me, but it's like, live with passion with the things that you do feel that you feel the confidence around, and do that fully, and just say, well, I don't care how long this takes me. I will do this.
Thank you very much.
Okay, cool. Who else? Star 7, if you have a question.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
This is Brenda, the one that does the photography.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
Hi. Boy, this was a great call. Thank you very much. And the thing that I wanted to ask you about was, since I'm at ground zero, it's like I can do the photography, but there's tons of other things. That's like 10% and then 90% of having all these systems and technology things in place, and in order to be able to actually be doing sessions for people and everything. Do you have any kind of general suggestions for when you are putting systems in place?
Yes, and you know, systems are one of those things that sometimes when we think of a system, we make it more complicated than it is. But I would do it each time you're creating something new. That's really the time to create the system. So, for instance, I just used this example in another class was, you know, I've had e-zines, you know, I did an e-zine for many, many ages. But for some of you who are on the line, you know this, there was no system. It was like, oh, I feel like doing a e-zine this week. And I would do an e-zine, and then my team would work around it. But there was no system. And finally, when I started doing them more consistently, we said, oh, my gosh, there has to be a system because this is not working. And so whenever you create something, it's look at, okay, from beginning to end when we start this, what needs to be put in place date-wise, if there's dates involved. Like for me, obviously, to prepare for an e-zine, I have to say by this date I will have the article written. By this date it will be proofed. By this date it will be tested to see what the errors are and if all the links work. And by this date it will be queued to go out to my list. But just looking at that, let's break it down into the detail by detail. What needs to happen in order to make this work? And sometimes it's something as simple as, okay, when I do, and I do for a seminar like this, it's not just like, okay, I create an agenda and I slap up an opt-in page and we go. There's so many details involved. But we all know, okay, what is the first thing that would need to be put in place to make this smooth? The second thing, the third thing. And we just do a list. And sometimes one call is 30 steps. But what are those steps? And right now, obviously, it's probably you who's going to carry out all the steps. But it's reminding yourself at what point what needs to be done and in what order. And then, of course, as you start doing it, you'll probably tweak the system. But I would create the systems as you go rather than later like I did, because just my personality style is one that is not detail-oriented. And so I would wait until things got chaotic, until I created the system. Now I don't do that anymore, but it took me like 10 years to figure that out. It's like, wait a minute, let's not wait till there's chaos to create the system. Let's do it first. Like, what would make this not only a good system for me, but if it involves the end user as well, what makes it a good end user experience? Is that helpful?
Yes. And I feel like
So let me give you, for instance, while it's on my mind, sorry, I just had a little brain, since I know what you do and you sent me one of your cards,
yeah.
What I would do is, because you've probably done that in other places, right, where you pop a card in the mail to somebody with your photography?
No.
Yeah.
Only, like, friends and people.
Okay, well,
not clients yet.
Okay, so here's where you could create a system. Is if you're going to do it even sporadically, because it actually is a good way to get more sales. And by the way, we're talking, she didn't send me a business card. She sent me a greeting card with her photography on it. And she asked me, you know, because she does pet, you know, she does animals. And I said which one I wanted. I wanted a horse. And I ended up giving it to somebody who has a horse that looks exactly like that. She was totally ecstatic. But what you could do is create a system around that where when you pop one in the mail, you have a little sheet that you stick in there with it that tells people where they can get more, how much they cost. Even if you don't have all that like created yet, this is what you could do in the future, and it might make you set up some other systems in place. But create a way where it's not just a fun little gift, but it also is a way of, you have a system now. Whenever you send a card off to somebody, here's what's included, and here's what you want from that. Here's a way for them to know how to buy more. And,
yeah.
And you even create a system in your house. Like I know for me, when I send out my Speed Dial the Universe journals, because I send them directly from my house, I have the bookmarks that go in it are right by them. I usually like to pop something fun. There's tissue paper. Like, so even how the space is organized is a system, so that everything I need to grab, even the envelopes, stamps, everything is right there in this one cupboard. And it's like boom, 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 boom. So I don't forget anything. That's what makes it a system.
That's very helpful, and I think that I am the similar kind of person as you, because that is exactly what I would need to do. that's great. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
And I cut you off before. Did you have an additional question?
I was just going to say that I am working on these things, and I'm aware of them, and I feel like... But how do I, meanwhile, like right now, make enough money to be living while I'm working? I feel like I'm in college in about three different kinds of majors, like learning my photography, business,
right,
and marketing, et cetera, all of them.
So I would, because I used to be the same way. I had three different businesses, although I didn't have a job too. I had, my job was my house cleaning agency, and then I designed jewelry, and then I was writing a restaurant book, and I was doing all these things. So what I would do is I would actually give myself office hours for each of the other side things. So like the jewelry happened between this hour, and I would set dates for when I would go out and shop, you know, like go and find boutiques that I wanted to sell it at. And I would make date. I would, like, put it on the calendar as if it was its own separate thing, and I created office hours, and I was consistent about it. And, again, I created systems even for that stuff. So, like, I had all the stuff to make my jewelry was out always. I didn't put it away because I knew if I put it away, I'd think, oh, it's a pain in the butt. But if it was just sitting out, I would go create jewelry. So set it up around your life in a way that you know, like wherever your weaknesses are, create a system around the weakness so that you can focus on your particular different things at different times.
That's great. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for
I want to send you another card. Do you like cats or dogs, or do you want another horse?
I'm a dog girl. Thank you.
What kind of dog?
All dogs. I love all dogs.
Okay.
I don't want to offend anybody on the line in case I say the one dog I don't, the one just... I have dog people on the line.
Okay, great. I have those dogs.
Okay, thank you. All right, gang, I have more time. You got questions? I'll answer anything that you want about doubling your income. *7 if you want to talk. Even if you've asked me the question before in the past, I'm okay. Sometimes we just need to hear it a little different way, or I need to give you a different example.
Hey, Gina, it's Susan Johnson.
Hi, Susan.
Okay, I have a question for you. What is the one best thing you could tell me to do as far as attracting new clients?
Know your worth. I'm speaking to you specifically.
I was going to say, you're speaking to me personally. That's not fair.
you know, what you do, if it's like you need to feel about you what I feel about you. I think you're the best. I can't imagine hiring anybody else. You need to see the value that you bring so that when you're talking to someone and they're like, hey, can you do this? Or I'm thinking about creating a website, or I'm creating this. I like your stuff. You're like, oh my gosh, we will create something totally perfect for you, like so that you have conviction.
Well, once I get them to me, I mean, I've always done that. I mean, if they're on the phone, I consider them a client, because hardly anybody ever gets to the point where they're on the phone with me and then they say, oh no, I don't want to work with you. But it's getting them to me at all. That's my – Because I do feel like once I get them on the phone, I know, I do, I mean, I've come a long way there. I do know, I think.
Uh-huh, that's good, yes.
And I, that's a done deal. And I get excited and everything goes great in life and on we go. I just can't seem to get a consistent stream in the door.
So that
you answered the question, so I'll just go with that.
No. This is, I want to talk about this because everybody else is wondering the same thing for them. Yeah, when people show up, yeah, they can. Once they see me, yeah, they love me. But how do I get more? So I would say, first of all, change the story about I can't get them to do this. Like, how do I get them to come in? Like that whole thing about where, how can I get more in the door? Like, create a different story that they are coming, and I would start. I would start doing some visualizing and maybe some scripting around how they're coming in, you know, and go big. Like in your mind, see yourself as, I know you don't want this problem either, but it is a better problem than you have now. Imagine that you can't get to all the work that you have. Like, because I've called you before saying, hey, Susan, I need, you know, can you create a graphic for this? And you're like, oh, it's going to are you in a hurry? Because it's going to be a while. I got people I'm tending to, right? So imagine that it's always like that and that they're just coming in. It can be as easy as, you know, it's word of mouth. You know, all my clients tell 10 people every single week about me.
Oh, my God. Then, yeah, I'd be. Well, and I think that because my clients are my referral, you know, network, and there's a ton of them now. So I guess that would be an easy.
So, like, almost imagine that you are.
If they all referred 10 people, I'd be. Calling you with a different problem. Okay.
Imagine we're turning on we're flipping a switch, your vibrational switch. It's like on. It's like, oh, we're energizing. We're like vibrating to the telephone lines to all the clients, and we're getting them to wake up, and all these opportunities are coming up for what they want. Like, act like you never, it's like this is a new issue that you've just thought of. Like, oh, I would like more clients. Like for the first time, imagine it's the first time you know all that you know about law of attraction and you're going to be more intentional about it.
Okay.
But this kind of goes back to what Stephanie was asking. You know, so were you like, well, it hasn't worked before, so how do you do it then? Like if it hasn't worked before, it's like, it's just fresh. We're not attached. We're playing. I'll give you, for instance, this is, like, in my little world over here, this is very exciting. So my son has no friends. And not because he's very outgoing. There's just no little kids that live around us. He goes to preschool. He loves preschool. He always plays there. But I guess I haven't engaged with anybody enough or determined who does he really like here, because he's playing with somebody different every day, to make play dates. And I'm kind of not necessarily a play date mom. I just wanted the kids to show up. I want them to live on my court is what I wanted. So the other day I'm walking home from dropping him off at school, and I thought, I just want to meet some cool moms that I actually enjoy, because I haven't done that yet at my preschool, and I want them to have little boys. All the cool moms at school that I like right now, they have little girls, and Lucky's definitely likes to do boy things. And wouldn't it be cool if there was just little cool boys in the neighborhood where Lucky could walk to their house? I did this last week. On Saturday, I had this flu bug, and for some reason, we're pouring a patio outside my house, so there's all these construction workers out. I went in the backyard, I looked down the hill, there's a guy working on the fence. I'm like, hey, long story short, I never talked to the guy before. He moved in June, I didn't know anybody new lived there. He's got three kids, and one of them is 5 years old, and he said, my son, I'm sorry if you saw my son in your backyard. He knows that you have a trampoline, so he snuck in he walked up your hill, saw there was a trampoline. I guess he's paid you many visits. That's why we're fixing the fence so he can't get through. I said, no, don't fix the fence. Send him up anytime. And they're like, we're winos, and I heard your husband said that you love Zinfandel wine. I'm like, oh, my God. This day just got extraordinary. Thank you very much. And I just talked to the mom, and they're going to send the kids up. And I'm like, wow, I've been wanting this for 2 years. But I was complaining about it before, more like, God, where are the moms? Where are the this? Where's the that? And it became from a like, wouldn't it be cool if? And I said, you know what, universe, send it. I know it doesn't look like there's any for sale signs on my court. It doesn't look like anybody's moving out or in. But hear this, what? This person's fence backs up to my fence. So, you know, it was the new – I really believe it was the new way I was setting the intention, just the new energy. So imagine you're flipping the switch. The word's going out around the world. Susan Johnson's doors are open for business. So for all of you, by the way, on the line who need any graphics done, go to partner.com. Number four, success, partnerforsuccess.com. You will love her stuff. Is that helpful, Susan?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is, and it feels really good. It resonates really well. So.
Okay, cool.
The switch has been flipped.
Woohoo!
Thank you. How do I unmute myself?
Okay, I'll mute you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Who else has questions? I got time if you got questions. Star 7. I feel like I'm on a radio show calling in for lines are open for callers. Nobody? Even if you've already asked a question, you can ask again. A different question. No? Anything and everything, even something you've just been curious about, something you've been wrestling with, something that you want to try? Yeah.
Gina?
Yeah.
This is Richard in Huntington Beach.
Hi, Richard.
And hi. And my question for you is, if you had to choose one system that if you had had it in place when you first started, as opposed to when it got chaotic, that you would have that you would still consider to be kind of the cornerstone system. If you don't have that, don't get started unless you're prepared for some headaches. What would the one system be?
I think that what was really helpful, this isn't necessarily a system. I guess it's more of a practice, but it's what popped into my brain is I started giving my team my hell yes plans every year. And I had my assistant start checking in with me on it. And she would also sends me reminders. So she, every single day she sends me just an email with just one of my goals on the subject line as a reminder. So like my even if my plan, because I keep my plan on my computer, it's also on my desk, but sometimes it gets buried under things. So it makes me conscious of it. So it's just a system to remind me to check in with my bigger vision because I get caught in, okay, what needs to happen right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's been really helpful. Plus then